Hey everybody, Jerome Bivens in Baltimore, September 17, 2023, and I gotta stick my two cents in on this application by the prosecutor in the case against Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. The special counsel has sought that the judge impose a limited gag order on Donald Trump because of Donald Trump's rhetoric, because of Donald Trump's aggressive and antagonistic language, because he keeps running his big mouth and it's offensive, and I think it's patently illegal. But I just want to say this. I've been a criminal defense lawyer for 40 years or more, and never in my wildest dreams would I have publicly attacked a prosecutor, publicly attacked a judge, publicly attacked anybody who represented the government and or the state and or anybody prosecuting any of my clients. It's just never occurred to me, and I don't really know too many lawyers who would attack the opposition. Lawyers understand that in order for justice to be served, and I've underlined and put the word justice in quotes, you must have a prosecutor and you must have a defense lawyer. Everybody has a job. It's not personal. It's just trials have to be fought in the courtroom. And you have to have a prosecutor doing her job, and you have to have the defense lawyer doing her job. It's not personal. It's not politics. It's just the law. And for Donald Trump to be accusing everybody in the world and making them responsible for all of his poop is absolutely absurd. If I were the judge in either of his four cases, I would have already issued no bail warrants and he would be held. Not only would he be detained in our best detention facilities, but I would consider gagging him because he has corrupted and poisoned the White House, the House of Representatives, the U.S. Senate, the Justice Department, the FBI, and every other agency responsible for our health and well-being. He has attacked everybody under the sun, and he blames everybody for his poop. And the biggest piece of poop that Donald Trump is responsible for is his big mouth. See, something happened many, many years ago when he got on television. He became the center of attention, and he is addicted to being the center of attention. He has also gotten away for most of his life with doing anything and saying anything that he wanted to do or say. He brought that shit to the White House. And unfortunately, there are 70 some odd million people who just hang on his every stupid, idiotic word. I'm not going to comment on that crowd. But again, he has become addicted to being the focal point. And it doesn't matter if it's good news or bad news. As long as we're talking about Donald Trump, he is happy. But check it out, DJ, or DT rather. That doesn't work when it comes to a court of law, particularly the federal court. You can get away with a lot of crap in state court, but you can't get away with half of nothing in federal court. And he is about to hit a brick wall. And it ain't going to be pretty, but he deserves it. As a matter of fact, he deserves to have the wall collapse on top of him. The wall the whole building, the whole neighborhood. Because he has brought this country so far down, it is absolutely ridiculous. So if you're listening to me, federal judge down in Washington, D.C., bring him the task. Bring him down to reality. Make him understand that the world doesn't revolve around him. And certainly in a federal criminal courtroom, he has a lot of rights. Don't get me wrong. But he can't do anything and everything that he wants to do. And when he pays the piper, boy, I'd love to be there. Justice for everybody.